How about a little Ben and Kelly relationship court here on 99.7 EJX? Got this message from Tiff.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a real quick question. Hoping you can shed some light on it for me.
Okay.
My fiance's sister is trying to take over our wedding planning.
Mm.
She constantly overrides my decision.
Oh.
And says things like, you'll thank me later.
Oh.
So my question is, how do I set boundaries without turning this into a family feud? Thanks, bunches.
I was going to say, like, a very strong personality can be difficult to manage sometimes. And it sounds like your sister-in-law is a very strong personality, like someone who, you know, knows what she wants and knows how to get it and maybe is basing her sort of like, hey, you're going to thank me later, on what she's experienced in past experiences with other
maybe,
things.
Yeah, you know, maybe she's already been married and she's thinking, oh, I'm just helping out, passing along expertise.
Yeah, but we're speculating on all that backstory.
We are.
But you know, Tiff is just like, hey, how do I gently say, hey,
I'm the bride.
I'd like,
it's my day.
Right, it's my wedding. I'd like to, you know, have my day.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like now, because it's her fiance's sister, we get the fiance involved to help her.
Hey, tell your sis to back off.
Back off a little bit, yeah. Because I feel like I want to make her happy,
but at the same time,
like, I want this to be about us and what we want. It's our day.
I mean, some of the, like, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, obviously you don't want it to be a passive aggressive or, you know, one of those things where for years.
Yes, it can set the tone for the relationship for years to come. I get that. So she's trying to tread lightly.
Sure.
But at the same time, yeah, is there a way to.
Yeah, is there a way to say, hey, so that's a good idea.
But I was thinking more like this.
What if I did? Yeah, maybe it is more of a, you take her idea, you agree with it, but then you say, you know, what if we did something like this? And
because I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah. And if she's still like, well, no, trust me, you're not going to want to do that. Then, yeah, maybe you just got to use a little bit more muscle. I don't know. 502-795-1997. Would love your story on how you dealt with a family member who was trying to run it.
Right. And she hasn't said specifically what kind of decisions she's
Exactly.
Overriding.
Exactly. I don't
like,
know.
Is she picking out the dress? Like, you know.
Right.
That's a bold move.
The colors for the bridesmaids. Like, look,
right.
I don't look good in green. We need to go blue.
You exactly.
Know, all right.
Like, that could happen too.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about how you dealt with such a thing. That's coming up on 99.7 EJX. So we're in the middle of a little Ben and Kelly relationship court on 99.7 EJX involving Tiff and her upcoming wedding and her future sister-in-law basically elbowing herself in and taking over. She's like,
so it's a delicate situation. She doesn't want to like set the tone for like a contentious relationship with her future sister-in-law.
Right. She's like, how do I set boundaries without turning this into a family feud?
Because it's her wedding.
Right. So we asked for, you know, if you dealt with this situation. We did get a response from Jackie and says, hey, had to write in after hearing the story about the sister-in-law who's trying to take over the wedding. I was that sister-in-law.
Oh.
Yep. Guilty. When my brother got engaged, I was over the moon excited. His fiance and I got along great. Genuinely thought I was being helpful when I started sending Pinterest boards, suggesting venues, gently steering her away from certain dress styles. Cringe.
Oh, wow.
Didn't mean to overstep. I just wanted everything to be perfect for them. But in hindsight, I can see that I was making it all about me.
Yes.
Jackie said, eventually my brother pulled me aside and said, hey, love ya. This isn't your wedding.
Ooh.
And at first, I was super hurt.
Yep, get that.
Honestly, glad he did it, though, because it gave me a chance to step back and be the supportive sister, not the event coordinator no one asked for.
Ah, yes.
So my advice, Jackie says, don't let this fester. speak up now, kindly but directly. Say something like, hey, I really appreciate how excited you are, but I want this wedding to reflect me and my fiance. And right now, I feel like I'm losing that.
Don't say it quite like that.
Anyways, Jackie says set boundaries. And for the sister-in-law, if you're listening, take a breath. I know it's coming from a good place, but let them have their moment. There are plenty of other ways to be involved without hijacking the whole thing. Bring snack to the dress fitting. Help wrangle the bridal party. Give a sweet toast. Just don't try to rewrite the script.
Oh, yes. Really
good.
Wow.
Thank you, Jackie. That is really good. Appreciate
it. Kudos to her for recognizing that and not, you know, completely getting hurt by it and then not seeing their point of view.
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say, maybe the sister-in-law, future sister-in-law, just doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe she truly thinks like she is being the absolute superhero for the wedding, saving her from all the possible wedding disasters. Like, she's truly trying to help.
And here's the other part of that. Maybe the future sister-in-law knows her brother to the point where she's like, he's not doing anything. He's not helping at all.
Maybe.
I need to step up in his place and help. Plan this wedding.
You know what? Take the perspective, Tiff, also, that your future sister-in-law is excited that you're going to be part of the family.
Absolutely.
So that's at its root. She's really excited for you guys to join the family. And I'm sure she's just trying to, that's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
The way that I love the suggestions of like things, ways that she can help and feel like involved without taking over.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Yeah, this is all great. I mean, this would be a way different situation if sister-in-law hated you.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it would.
And was trying to sabotage the wedding because she hates you. Not the case here. She loves you. She's excited. This is all going to be good.
All right. There you go. Let's pound the gavel down. Relationship court is now
adjourned.
Adjourned. There it is. I was going to say out of session. No.
Adjourned.
Adjourned. Yep. There you go. On 99.7 DJX.